Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY23 post-results conference call of Tattva Chintan Pharmaceuticals Limited, hosted by Haitong Securities India. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chintan Modi, Chemical Analyst at Haitong Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem 1Q FY23 results conference call. From the management, we have with us Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Dinesh Sodhani for cautionary comment. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Chintan. Good afternoon, everyone. We are pleased to welcome you all to our Q1 financial year 2023 earnings call. Today on call, we have with us Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, Tattva Chintan, and Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer, to discuss the performance of the company during the quarter gone by, followed by question and answer. Please note that a copy of our disclosures is available on the investor section of our website as well as the stock exchanges. Please do note that anything said on this call which reflects our outlook towards the future or which could constitute as forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces in terms of uncertainty. With that, I would like to hand over the floor to our MD, Mr. Chintan Shah, for his opening statement.
Thank you, Dinesh. Good evening, everyone, and again, a very warm welcome and thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on our Q1 FY23 earnings call. I trust everyone is doing well. I believe you have already got the chance to go through the investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and must be really very anxious to understand the performance of the company during the quarter gone by. First of all, let me start with the financial numbers. I'm just briefing you with the financial numbers year-on-year basis. During the quarter, the revenue from operations was at 884 million versus 1,068 million, a decline of 17%. EBITDA during the quarter was at 152 million versus 263 million, a decline of 42%. Net profit after tax was 98 million versus 231 million, a decline of 58%. During the quarter, EBITDA margin was at 17% versus 25%, and PAT margin was at 11% versus 22% year-on-year basis. As indicated during my earlier earnings call, we had given an indication of anticipating a drop in demands of SDAs for Q1 and also going forward in Q2 FY23 due to semiconductor chip shortage coupled with geopolitical issues, which again was further enhanced by COVID lockdowns in China. The drop in sales of SDA is reflecting in our Q1 FY23 numbers. In Q1 FY22 previous year, SDAs contributed nearly 52% of the revenue, whereas in Q1 FY23, the contribution of SDAs to revenue is only 7%. Despite of subdued sales of SDA, we could still achieve 83% revenues year-on-year basis, which is showing strong growth potential of other product categories as well. As for sure, the impact of SDA sales is just a temporary phenomena, so the strength of other categories is giving a very promising scenario in days to come. Despite of lower numbers, there are many positives and encouraging takeaways, which I am just explaining to you right now. Though these numbers look subdued, but realistically, our performance has been very encouraging considering the drop in sales of SDAs, which was well anticipated in advance. On the full year basis, FY22, The total revenue was 4,336 million, out of which only the SDx contributed 2,248 million. The other three product categories, PTC, electrolyte salts, and PASC, together contributed 2,058 million for the whole year. So on an average, the quarterly sales of these three categories together was at 515 million. Against this, during Q1 FY23, we have achieved a revenue of 818 million in these three categories, showing an overall growth of nearly 60%. This clearly reflects the growth potentials of these three product categories as well. Now, talking about the EBITDA, during Q1 FY23, EBITDA was at 152 million. This number also includes forex loss of 49.7 million. So the actual operational EBITDA during the current quarter is 201.7 million, which translates into EBITDA margin from operations of 23%. Forex loss is because of MTM of forward contract due to depreciating rupee. SDA is a high-margin accretive product category. Despite of the drop in offtake of SDAs during the quarter, our EBITDA margins on consolidated basis are quite satisfactory. Now, let me explain each of the product categories and take you through the developments that took place in each of them during the past quarter. I am pleased to inform you that during the quarter, PTCs have registered its historically highest quarterly revenue of 403 million, contributing 46% of revenue and a growth of 79% on year-on-year basis. Tatva Chintan continued to maintain its leadership position in PTCs. During this quarter, commercial sales to the recently approved MNC has paid off. Our consistent high quality and improved logistics support to major customers has enabled us to increase our market share. Our other product category, electrolyte salts, registered a revenue of 69 million, contributing 8% of the total revenue during the quarter, showing a very strong growth. During the full year FY22, the previous year, revenue from this category was 56.8 million, against which we have achieved revenue of 69 million in this quarter itself. The commercial application of supercapacitor batteries and sodium and zinc-ion batteries are beginning to rise. I had informed you all during Q4 FY22 earnings call about receiving a formal approval from a new customer for energy storage device application. I am happy to inform you that during this quarter, commercial sales to this new customer has begun. We are working with two more customers for approval of our electrolyte salts in the same area. With the increase in focus on renewable energy, the demand of energy storage systems is on the rise. We foresee a steady increase in demand of our electrolyte salts over the coming years. Our other product category is the pharma and agro intermediates and specialty chemicals, PASC, which registered a revenue of 345 million, contributing 39% of total revenues and a growth of 28% year-on-year basis. I had informed you all during our previous earnings call about one of the products getting into full-scale commercialization. I am happy to inform you that the commercialization of this product has begun, and we shall see incremental volumes over the next few years. In monoclinic, the pilot stage equipment using continuous flow chemistry will be installed in Q2 FY23, and trials will begin soon. As earlier discussed for another product, the pilot equipment has been set up, and the trials are already underway. Commercial supplies of this product is expected to take about 15-18 months to materialize. The new product in application area of metal extraction has been formally approved by the customer, and commercial supplies to begin from Q4 FY23. We are progressing steadily with the development of products using continuous flow application. Our team is making significant progress on development of ultra-high purity products. Seeing the traction in demand, we expect a strong growth from this product category over the coming years. Our focus is strongly in developing various products using specialized technologies. Now talking about the most awaited SDA segment. So this, as anticipated, SDA's registered revenue of $59.63 million, contributing 7% of revenue during Q1 FY23, a decline of 89% year-on-year basis. It seems now the dust has started to settle. Now we are seeing a renewed interest for demand of SDAs. During Q2 FY23, we expect marginal improvement in demand. The customers have started putting in orders for Q3 FY23 and we expect full-scale demand revival beginning from Q4 FY23. As indicated previously, the approval process and commercialization are progressing as scheduled with multiple customers. Another new, very exciting application of SDA-based zeolite catalyst is getting into commercialization phase in area of recycling of waste of global environmental concern. This should be another large volume application area which will push the demand of SDAs to the next level. I am happy to inform you that Tattva Chintan has already successfully developed the SDA required for this application. We remain excited to the growth of SDAs in very near future. With the anticipated ease of supply of semiconductor chips by Q3 FY23, SDA market is anticipated to grow in near term. We had announced during the previous earning call about our foray into the fifth product category, which is flame retardants. I am happy to inform you that we have successfully completed the pilot trials. Also, the necessary infrastructure has been now installed at the plant scale. And full-scale plant trial is expected to begin in this very week. We are very happy to inform you that your company, Tattva Chintan, continues to remain a preferred supplier by its customers in India and overseas for manufacturing high-purity products. Our focus right from beginning has been to have minimalistic impurities, which we have successfully been able to achieve with kind of technology we have put in place. We are far grateful to our team and their hard work, which has helped us to create a niche for ourselves in the marketplace. Since the past few weeks, we have been observing reduction in freight cost and the price for certain raw materials are getting stabilized. Your company is well diversified across product categories and our products find application in varied end industries across geographies. Hence, an impact in demand of in one product category is offset by subsequent demand in another product category. We continue to see our clients consuming our products by the strength of all the good innovation and the great support we have been delivering to them over the years. The ongoing capacity expansion of setting up additional facilities at our existing Dahej SEZ is as per schedule and we target to commission the facility by end of Q3 FY23. Due to 3 weeks of strike across Gujarat for construction material, we have lost precious 21 days of construction activity. Despite of that, we are hopeful to complete the project as per schedule. With this, I conclude my remarks and now I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ashok Bothra, to take us through the financial performance for the quarter.
Thank you, sir. And good evening, everyone. I shall summarize the financial highlights for the quarter. Revenue from the operation was at 884 million versus 1068 million in Q1 FY22. The growth was around 17% on YoY basis due to lower offtake or demand of SDA. EBITDA was at 152 million versus 263 million in Q1 FY22. The growth of 42% on YoY basis. PAT was 98 million versus 231 million in Q1 FY22. The growth of 58% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin was at 17% in Q1 FY23 versus 25% in Q1 FY22. As mentioned by Chintan sir, the EBITDA number includes the forex loss of 49.7 million. So actual operation EBITDA during the quarter comes to 201.7 million. which translated into EBITDA margin of 23%. However, the margin has got impacted due to change in product mix by drop in demand of SDA, which is our high margin accretive product category. PAT margin was at 11% in Q1 FY23 versus 22% in Q1 FY22. The impact on PAT is on account of higher taxes, because till last year we were eligible for 100% tax exemption towards profit arising in our Dahej plant, and from this year we are eligible only for 50% of the tax benefits. During Q1 FY22, exports stood at 564 million. Exports that constitute around 64% of the total revenue. Export declined during the quarter mainly due to drop in the sale of SDA, which is our major export contributor. Out of net IPO proceeds of 272 million, we could spend 832 million till 30th June. That concludes my update on financial performance, Tatva Chintan. Now we can open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Simply, my question was on the SDA part. So when we listen to various auto companies or auto ancillary companies, we get a feel that the semiconductor shortage has eased out. But our numbers are reflecting something different, because a drop in the SDA is quite significant. So if you can elaborate on that part.
Sure. The actual semiconductor shortage is still expected to ease out by October or November of this year. So there is definitely a slightly improved availability of semiconductors, but it is nowhere near the required numbers. Now, just to explain you why such a drastic drop is happening in Q1 and Q2, so let us hypothetically assume someone is carrying an inventory of 6 months, okay, and your sales is at 100% levels, for which you are maintaining an inventory of 6%. Now, your sales for the zeolites have dropped to almost 30%. So your inventory, which was hypothetically for 6 months, has gone up to almost 15 months now. So typically you stop buying the products completely, though your business is running at 30-40% levels. So this is what has caused a sudden stop in demand for SDAs and also in demand for zeolites, in fact, for our end customers as well. So it's a cyclical impact because of drop in overall requirements for SDA because of these own factors. Suddenly everyone started feeling that inventory levels are very high. So if the business is going so slow, we need to stop buying anything. So this whole chain eventually stopped buying things for a few months. And now we have started seeing, you know, the talks have started beginning and customers have started discussing with us about the availability of products coming from probably from August, September is what they intend to start buying the products at a smaller level. And we expect full scale demand to begin from December, hopefully.
Thank you for this detailed explanation. In our Q4 call, we were confident that, you know, FY23, the SDA revenue will be similar to what it was in FY22. Now, FY22 number was roughly 225 crores. And in one year, just done 6 crores. Something has changed, or we still maintain that, you know, in the remaining 3 months or maybe in the second half, we might be able to cover up on the SDA part?
So Q3, Q4, we will strongly cover up. But I am not absolutely sure whether it will be same number, but it will not be too different. That is my feeling. Maybe with a 10% reduction is where we should end. It again depends on whether recovery, full scale recovery begins from October or from November. So a month here and there can have some impact, but I am still very confident that we will not end up with very low numbers on SDA.
That's great. And so the next question is, you know, what are the sustainable gross margins for us? Like, what should be assumed to be a sustainable number?
So I would say 22 to 27 or 23 to 27% on EBITDA is sustainable on a longer run.
Okay. And last question is that our CFO mentioned something about the tax rate, but I seem to have missed it out. So is this a normal tax rate now?
No. So we have this Dahej facility, which is in a special economic zone. So for the first 5 years of operations, you have 100% tax holiday, followed by another 5 years of 50% tax holiday. So we just ended our 5 years 100% tax holiday in last financial year. So from this financial year, we have 50% tax holiday.
Okay, so at a company level, what will be the tax rate then?
Then it will depend on how much property Dahej plant is bringing. Otherwise, on normal level, it should be around 18 to 20%.
Okay. Thanks a lot for answering all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Isha Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt. Isha, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Much better. Please proceed.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my first question is, since we have a subsidiary in Europe, so how did we tackle on the high power cost or the fuel expense? And what are the plans to hedge these power cost going forward?
Europe subsidiary is only distribution arm for us. So there is no production activity happening in our US or Europe subsidiary. We are only distributing the products manufactured by Tatva India to the end customers in Europe and US. So there is no impact of the power cost in Europe, which is impacting us in any way.
Okay. So my next question is, like, since we are export-oriented company, so did we see any impact of Europe or US market impacting our order book? Or did we see any curtailment in the demand for our products?
No, in fact, we are seeing better demands coming in from US and also slightly better demands from Europe. So US business is on a strong mode, and Europe demand is also increasing, but not as strong as US.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial Services. Please go ahead. So Darshan, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Rohan Kamath, an investor. Please go ahead. Rohan, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I want to know that just reconfirm that you mentioned the lime market is about 18,000 metric tons and we are targeting about 3,000 metric tons. Is that right, sir?
Excuse me. Can you speak little softly? Your voice is kind of distorted.
Sir, I want to just confirm that you mentioned lime market is about 18,000 metric tons and we are targeting about 3,000 metric tons. Is that right, sir?
Still, I am not able to understand the question. Can Haitong guys somehow, translate the question to me, please?
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Kamath, may we request you to go slow with your question?
I want to just reconfirm that you mentioned the last monoglyne market is about 18,000 metric tons and we are targeting about 8,000.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Kamath, so we are not able to hear you clearly.
If I understand correctly, he is trying to ask monoline market is 18,000 tons and we are targeting 3,000 tons. Am I right, Mr. Kamath?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so what is the question about that?
Sir, want to confirm that it's about 18,000 metric, where means you have told that it has maintained 3,000 metric tons you are targeting.
3,000 metric tons is what we are targeting, yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Two questions from my side, Chintan Bhai. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, please speak little loudly, slightly.
Yeah, sure. First on the SDA front, now you said that the demand is slowly but surely coming back and you expect that the demand should be back by December. How is it looking for the coming quarter? Have you seen any improvement from the lows of Q1 or do you still think that...
So we will see, definitely we will see a decent improvement from Q1 numbers for the Q2. Right. And Q3 numbers we are seeing much more decent orders already being punched in. But one of the key customer, you are aware that we have one large customer in China, which is still expecting this to begin by December. So they have not yet confirmed. The reason being the lockdowns is impacting them really badly. So they are still not able to confirm, but they are pretty sure either it should be November or it should be December. So once that kicks in, then we are back to full-scale demand structure.
So the worst
can be a lot better. And Q4 will be fully functional as what we have been doing earlier.
Okay. Fair enough. And another large customer we were trying to get into, any progress there?
Yes, we have been approved formally now. And now we have to go for a full-scale plant trial happening in December of this year. So this has been confirmed now. Formally confirmed.
So that customer will be available for us in FY24 then?
Yes.
Got it. Second on the PTC, is this sharp jump in PTC is because we have more capacity to produce and we are now able to service the customer better than say what we were last year when we were running SDAs? That's the situation, or there is a generally significantly higher demand in PTC? What is been driving the growth in PTC for us?
So there are two reasons for that. One reason, what you have rightly said, is since we are not making SDAs, so we are able to sell more PTCs into the market with these given capacities. So that is one of the core reasons why sales on PTCs have really jumped. And the other reason is I talked about adding one MNC customer. So what we have done is some fantastic logistic arrangements for that customer stocking up inventories in Europe. And this has really helped to mitigate their concerns about getting late deliveries and stuff like that from their other supplier. So we have been able to capture almost 80% of the business volumes on this particular customer, which has definitely pushed the demands in a big way in PTC.
Oh, that's good news. And what's happening on the electronic chemical side? Now we said that we will be growing 2x3x, but it looks like this year it's going to be much stronger on the electronic chemical. Do you think electronic chemical over next 2-3 years, the way it is panning out, could become very big? What are the new customers? We said that we are in discussion with two more
customers. So this business, what has happened during this quarter is with the new customer being added up. And this is their only first project, kind of a, I would say, a demonstration project kind of a thing for them as well, where they are consuming these volumes of electrolyte salts. So this is basically into an energy storage device system. Now, we are also into approval process with two more such customers in different geographies. So we see that these applications for energy storage systems is now being picked up quite fast. And we expect this segment definitely, I would not say in this very year or in next year, But we see a very robust future for this particular segment. So things are moving faster than what we were anticipating.
So when we say energy storage, we mean battery or this is battery for the EV?
Basically, when you generate any kind of renewable energy, you need a battery system to store that. So typically, either you have the conventional batteries, lithium batteries. Now you have a new function of sodium batteries and zinc batteries. So we don't have any electrolytes for the lithium batteries, but for the rest of the three energy storage systems, we have the electrolytes. So these areas are now really picking up.
Okay. And you are telling it could be anything, right? It could be electric vehicle, it could be a solar farm, it could be a wind farm, agnostic of that, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And in electric vehicle, it doesn't go directly as a battery. It goes as the supercapacitors are used in EV vehicles as in a hybrid system. So most of the EV vehicle runs on lithium battery, but when there is a need for excessive power, this is what is given by supercapacitor batteries. So this is a kind of a new model, a hybrid battery model, which includes lithium battery as well as a supercapacitor battery.
Got it, got it. On the continuous flow, you mentioned that you are starting the pilot plant in Q4 FY23, right? Did I hear it right?
Yes, yes.
And this is for an intermediate
plant? Not only the pilot plant, Sandeshi, not only the pilot plant, but the actual full-scale plant will also become operational by the end of Q3 at the Dahej.
Okay, and this is for an intermediate product or a monoblend?
No, no. Monoglyne, still we are only beginning the pilot trials will happen in Q2. So we are just awaiting for the pilot equipment for running monoglyne on continuous flow basis. So the piloting will happen in Q2 and then let us take about 8 to 9 months for commercialization post the pilot trials.
No, no. So what is this starting in Q4 then? An intermediate, a different product, not a monoglyne, right?
Sorry. Please repeat.
So the Q4 plant which we spoke in the opening remark, what is that product then?
No, so that's a different product. So this I have been talking about a product where we have used a zeolite-based catalyst to offer an ultra-pure product. So this is the product which we are piloting right now.
Got it. It is of the four products we spoke that which was in an R&D,
yes.
One of them? Or?
Yes, one of them, yes.
Okay, got it.
So that we are through with the development and actually the piloting is currently underway in the plant.
Got it. And flame retardant, we said we will start in July. That began, right?
Yes. No, this week itself. So probably on Thursday, we will start our first plant scale trial batch, full scale trial.
Acha, full scale. That we sold like 50-60 million metric ton per month, right?
Sorry?
What will be the quantity there? It will be 50-60 million ton per month, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And commercial, full scale commercial plant?
And this will scale it up once we have the new capacities available.
Got it. Just a couple of clarification. One of the high, this forex loss of 49 million, can you explain what was the nature of that?
See, basically we had our sales, right? So when you have a purchase order, typically we book a forward contract and do a hedging. So now when, let us assume we have hedged this at 75, so we have basically booked our sales at 75 rupees on which calculation we had taken the purchase order. So now we are assured that we are going to get 75 and that has been booked. And the dollar has moved from 75 to 80. So this is a kind of a book entry loss that is happening as an MTM loss that is showing. So had we not taken the hedge, then we could have won this 5 crore rupees more. So if we had left this unhedged, then this gain would have been happened. So this is what it is indicating.
So what you are telling that we have booked 5 crores of additional sale because we are finally selling at $80. But we have hedged it, so there is a loss of 5 crores or there is an increase of cost in 5 crores, so the net our EBITDA is, then the EBITDA should be exactly same, right? This EBITDA what is reflecting?
No, this is showing that If I had not covered, if I had not taken the hedge, then my profit have been would have been higher by 5 crores.
But hedging
so
is normal.
Showing that because I hedged this, I am losing 5 crores of opportunity. That is what it indicates.
But we generally
so
do
my actual operational EBITDA is 23%. But because I am losing this opportunity, that is why it is coming down to 17%.
No, that would have been an extraordinary profit because of currency movement if we would not have hedged that, I think.
In last whole year, in last whole financial year, this Forex was a gain of 3 crores in the whole of financial year, roughly about 3 crores. Huh? 3 crore 80 lakhs in the whole of financial year. In this particular quarter, it is showing a loss of 5 crores. But that has actually nothing to do with our operational EBITDA.
Okay. And high tax rate is because we sold more from Ankleshwar and export-oriented unit because SD was not running. So the profit is significantly coming from Ankleshwar. So there is a high tax rate of 20-odd percent. Health 18 to 20% is the rate.
Yes. And also now we have we are subjected to 50% taxes from the hedge as well.
No, so that is fine because we were at 7-8% last year. So we are any which case were taking 18%. Factoring that 50% benefit will go off, but 28% was way too high. That is because the entire profit is coming from Ankleshwar plant. That's a fair assumption, right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you very much for answering all the questions and best of luck for the future.
Thank you. See, last year, basically this quarter, Ankleshwar did a revenue of almost 41 crores and Dahej did revenue of 42 crores. Right? And in earlier year, the revenue from Dahej was almost double than the revenue of Ankleshwar, even slightly more than double. So this is what is the impact. So basically, since we are not doing FDAs from Dahej, so the profit from Dahej is lesser. And the whole facility of Dahej for making the SDAs is technically almost unutilized. I would say maybe 10% occupancy. So that is what is being reflected here.
Fair enough, sir. Fair enough. Thank you. Thanks for all that answer.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial. Please go ahead. Sudarshan, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. Sudarshan, we are not able to hear you. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is from the line of Nikhil Rungta from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for this opportunity. Sir, you mentioned that SDA for full year, we might see, say, around 10% odd decline, right?
Sorry, please say again.
SDA for full FY23, we'll try to complete it as big as FY22, but we might close at maximum of 10% decline, right?
Right, nearly about, yeah. So we anticipate very strong recovery from Q4, definitely we will back to normal. But Q3 also we expect a good recovery to happen. So I am pretty hopeful that we will recover this lesser sales in those last two quarters.
Okay. And the other products, basically the non-SDA part, which is around 48% of the total. So that showed a very good or strong growth in Q1. So, if I have to combine all those non-SDA products, so what type of growth can we expect in FY23?
So, this is what, so the average what we have seen in this particular quarter, we might even see slightly better performance going forward in Q2, Q3, Q4. Because one of the product on PASC which has gone into commercialization in Q1, so the demands are picking up, so we expect better revenues to come from that particular product. And also the PTC segment, see, once we have this new plant operational, see, all these years what has been happening is we have been compromising on sales of PTCs so that we can sell more SDA. Now, in this event, when our SDA is kind of a vacuum, so we are able to sell the actual potential of PTC into the market. So once we have this new plant functional from November, and this is probably going to coincide when the demands for SDA is also going to come back live. So by the time we have SDAs, we will also have an additional facility to produce that. So we will not have to compromise on sales of PTCs, which we have been doing traditionally. So I expect this trend of sales in the three segments to continue.
Basically, 60 to 70 odd percent of YOY growth in the non-PTC segment, right? Non-SDA segment, right?
But this is something exceptional at a rate, because this is showing that we were compromising somewhere and now we are giving the full potential. Yeah, so I would not say that in next financial year, again, we will see a 60% growth in this PTC particular category.
No, where I'm coming to is like 50% of our revenue, SDA, might report 10% decline, whereas the remaining 50% might go to 60 to 70% growth. So at the entire revenue level, we can see a growth of around 30 to 35% for FY23, correct?
So basically, let us assume that we are doing, so this year, this quarter, we did roughly about 80 crores of the three other segments. So we expect to continue with this average again in the next three quarters. So 320 crores, 300 to 320 crores revenue from the three segments is what we are expecting. And then the balance comes from the revenues from SDE.
Perfect, perfect. That's all from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Chintan bhai. Thanks for the opportunity.
Just two
clarifications, sir. So in the last call, we mentioned that our new capacities will be delayed by only like 8 to 10 days and be operational by December this year. So just wanted to check, what's the status and timeline of the same?
We are still on schedule, very much on. This quarter, we actually had a strike of 21 days in availability of construction materials in Gujarat. The whole state was not getting any kind of materials for construction. But despite of that, we are pushing and we are very, I would not say 100%, but we are almost absolutely sure that we will still be able to complete this project by end of November.
Okay, that's great, sir. And so last thing on the CAPEX, what kind of CAPEX that we are envisaging for the next year, next financial year? And for this year as well, if you can give us...
So after completion of this particular project, we may not see any major CAPEX happening in next financial year. So basically, if you remember, we already procured one additional land for the next phase of expansion. So we have applied for environmental clearance, which typically takes about 12 to 15 months to get. So hopefully within next financial year, nearing the end of, by end of 23, we expect to have the EC in place. And only after that, we can think of going into expansion. So probably in next financial year, we might not have any significant CAPEX to be done. But yes, in the next year after that, 24, we will see CAPEX to be done.
Understood, sir. Understood. Wish you, all the best for the future, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritik Shravat from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. I just want to ask on flame retardant, like what is the market size in India and in globally?
The global market size, we understand, is close to about 160,000 metric tons, roughly. Roughly in the ballpark number of 150 to 170,000 metric tons. And the plant what we are intending to set up is with a capacity of 5,000 metric tons right now.
And sir, who are the competitors in India currently?
Currently, we don't have any competitor in India. We do have three large MNC competitors.
Can you please name them, sir? Name them.
They are very well known. So basically, ICL, then you have Lanxess and Albemarle.
Okay, that's it from us. The rest of my questions were answered. Thank you and good luck for the next quarter, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. We understood the math that you were telling of SDA and non-SDA in terms of revenues for 23. I just wanted to understand the capacity that we are creating and the products that we are introducing. So I could understand that there is some capacity being added on line chemicals, there is some capacity added on PTA, and there is some capacity to be a new product as flame retardant, right? Have I missed out on any of it other than these three? And for these three, via capacity expansion or a new product addition, what is the additional revenue potential that we have?
Yes, we basically, we already have roughly about 200 kiloliters of reaction capabilities across both the plants. And what new setup we are doing is we are expanding this by another 200 KL.
Okay.
Okay. So theoretically, we are expecting to have a potential to double our revenues.
This would include the electrolyte,
Basically, when you talk of PTCs, electrolyte salts, PASC, or flame retardants, these are all kind of a multi-purpose facility, which are fungible between the categories. Only SDA is something unique, where we need an absolute dedicated setup to do that.
Perfect. So this 200 kiloliters, which means we'll add, let's say, another 300, 400 crores of revenue, right? Because today, you already are 80 crores per quarter. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Khorak from Perpetual Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to ask, can you provide us with some quantity insights for the kind of inventory that we are building for satisfying demand that will come after once semiconductor shortage eases out?
So basically, we are already continuing to hold that inventory, which can run us through at least one full quarter of full demand. So that is what we are already running on inventory. And that most of the people have been asking me, why you are running on such high inventories. But now this is the precise question that you have asked. And this is absolutely the reason why we are running on such high inventories all the time. Because when there's a demand coming in from customers on SDAs, it is always coming in larger volumes. So unless and until you have this inventory, you will not be able to take up that opportunity.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I had a couple of questions. The first one was basically a clarification question regarding flame retardant. So will this be also a fungible capacity itself, sir, of the 200 kiloliters which we are adding?
Yes, technically speaking, yes.
Okay, so we won't require additional capex for the same. Okay.
No.
And till when are we expecting it to reach peak utilization, sir?
No, we will need certain specific capex for that, which is not a huge amount, but this is for storage of the key raw materials which require a special tanking system. So that is what we have already undergone, and that is the reason why now we are going to start the plant trials in this week. So pilot trials already happened in end of May, but since the special storage tanks were being installed at the site, so now we are ready with the safety audit and everything. So now we will start kick off the plant trials from this week.
And was it a significant amount, sir, did we spent on the special storage tanks?
It is, I mean, so once we have this new facility and the requirement of this storage tank goes to full capacity, so when we are talking on 5,000 metric tons levels, we are looking at about 3 to 3.5 crores of capex.
Okay, 3 to 3.5 crores. Got it. And sir, the second question which I had was about the metal extraction product which we are going to start supplying soon. Can you please provide more specifics on the same? So basically, when are we going to start that? And and how much
so
is the
we have been now fully formally approved for those products, and we have received orders for one container each of these products to begin from October of this year. And we expect the full-scale commercial. So once these products have been approved at full-scale plant trial levels, we expect probably December or January when full-scale commercialization will happen. So that's why I'm saying Q4.
Got it. And sir, at full, so what is the demand potential? Like, what is the revenue potential for this product?
So roughly at the full-scale, once it is there, it would be in the range of about 30 to 40 crores.
Got it, sir. Got it.
And growing, yeah.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Once again, thank you everyone for joining us and your continued support and trust on us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. You may reach out to Mr. Ashok Bothra, our CFO, or our investor relation advisor, EY, for any further queries that you may have, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you and have a great evening.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Haitong Securities India, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.